Well, it is true that there is consultation going on with the Secretary General of the East African Community and the Minister for East Africa, who is now for Tanzania. They are in Burundi trying to consult the Burundian government and the warring parties in Burundi on three matters. One, the extension of the elections that we have seen the Burundian government has already extended 10 days, and these ministers think that it should do more, give more time for this democratic process to be done, so that even the Burundians who have now fled the country should have an opportunity to come and vote in Burundi. But the other aspect, as you know, the heads of state also asked and condemned to the highest aim the killings that continues in Burundi. And therefore, the assessment and the consultation is that the two parties should refrain from, first killing and doing any act that is likely, to cause havoc and a state of insecurity in Burundi. The third aspect of this, within the framework of the roadmap provided by the heads of state, was to ensure that the constitution of Burundi is respected in terms of, the two warring parties should respect the constitution of Burundi.
So with the East African Minister of Tanzania, as well as the Secretary General of the East African Community, who have they met so far in Burundi, and what is the feedback that you got from them?
Well, of course, they have received with a nod the aspect of extension of the elections for 10 days, but they said they still think that the extension could go further, because 10 days is not enough to allow, say, for instance, more than 100,000 Burundian refugees who have fled to Rwanda and Tanzania. And so they are thinking that, the government should do more in order to allow the space for these refugees who have fled the country to return. And of course, you might have heard today, the Burundian president made a very clear call to the Burundians who have really fled outside that it is now okay, they can come back, so that they should, take part in that democratic process of the election. And they still have a lot of doubts on the killings and condemned, and the roadmap is that no life should be lost in any process or in any justification. So there's no justification any parties in Burundi can give that will justify death of any Burundians or any foreigners who is in Burundi. So the EAC consultation is also mindful about the aspect that the killings stop, and not any state of anything that would steer death or anything that would most likely be caused death to happen must be condemned in the highest term.
The issue of President Nkurunziza seeking re-election bid is a thorny issue that has precipitated this ongoing clashes in the street and protest, among other issues. Is the EAC encouraging dialogue, just like the African Union has, in order to resolve this impasse? Because these are two opposing views disagreeing on the constitutionality of the president seeking re-election here.
Well, what the EAC is doing is basically to ask Burundians whether it is on the side of the government or the opposition to respect the constitution. And as you know, it is quite contentious, the clause that the two parties are involved with. One, the government saying, well, the constitution provides for a second term, because the first term was served by mandate of the elections, general elections, and the previous period that Nkurunziza has been into power wasn't within the mandate and the framework of the new constitution that has spells out very clearly that Burundi there should be two terms, if I'm to put this way. So the consultation has been in respect that asking the two parties in the conflict first respect the constitution and find a very amicable solution within that framework of the constitution, and it is up to the Burundians themselves to make clear interpretation about the law and the constitution that and the clause that seems to be very contentious.